Well, many studies are now showing that our constant use of smartphones, often while involved in some other activity, like watching TV, for example, is actually reducing our ability to concentrate. In fact, one study found that our constant use of smartphones has reduced our attention span from 12 minutes to just 5 minutes. What are the effects of this moving forward? How can we reverse this trend? My special guest, life coach, author, and speaker, Sally Tebow, joins me now with some details. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Tim.
Let me paint a scenario. If we ask most people, how are you? There's a good chance they'll say something like, oh, I'm good, but I'm busy. Now, is it that we're actually busy, or is it that we tend to spend every moment that we're not actually doing a task on our phone, and that creates this mental perception that we're busy as opposed to actually being busy?
So true. In fact, the people who have their smartphones with them all the time, they're constantly switching from one to the other. But even the ability just to daydream, you know, being bored and daydreaming is good for us. It helps us create critical thinking ability. But if we're constantly, you know, scrolling through our smartphones, what we're doing is not giving ourselves the ability to really go into that deep thought. And, of course, we're looking for sound bites all the time.
Right. Now, you said there that being bored can actually be good for us.
It is.
Expand on that for me.
Yeah, well, you remember probably as a kid, you know, we went outside and we just did stuff. I remember my mother thinking, you know, if I came in and said I was bored, she said, well, there's a toilet to clean.
Right.
You know, so you just never said it.
Yeah.
And because we were kind of given that free range, we always had things to do. We created them ourselves. You know, if you go back sort of even, you know, 40 or 50 years ago, there was no such thing as technology, and kids really had the ability to kind of roam free. What we're doing now is kind of losing that ability to just be bored. And that's when, in kind of that boredom state, when you're just kind of daydreaming, that's, as I said, that deep thinking, you can really start to think about things and create things. There used to be a time when it was okay to sit in the bus and gaze out the window.
Right.
You don't see people doing that anymore.
Right.
Everybody's on the bus, they're usually on their smartphones scrolling, and that's the problem. It's even not even that deep sort of reading, it's just scrolling through things, just getting those sound bites. And that's what's changing our brains.
Sally, you've got five simple tips that we can implement or start to do to start reversing this trend of this ability to lose our concentration through using smartphones and things. The first one is, when you're working, moving your smartphone away from your computer.
An interesting study was showing that many of us now work on computer but with our phones by our side. And it's constant switching, you know, to see if there's been a Facebook post or a call or a text or whatever. It's just this constant movement from one technology aspect to another. The thing is to have the phone away from you so that's one distraction less that you have to focus on.
Yeah. Number two is challenge yourself to turn off notifications. I like the sound of that one.
Yeah, big thing. Turn off all notifications and also allow at least 2 hours, I'd say twice a week, but if you can every day, of deep, uninterrupted work, because that's where your best work is going to come from, when you can get really deep into thinking about planning or, you know, focusing on your goals, for instance, or ensuring that, you know, you're writing an email. When you're writing that email, it's a good email, or writing a letter or whatever you need to do, a report, is to give yourself that uninterrupted 2 hours. It's a true gift you give yourself.
Mm. Number three is something that we've talked about before in regards to the 2 and 20 principle, which is reducing the amount of time that we're simply just scrolling on our smartphone. And I know that you allow yourselves 20 minutes a day to look at funny cat videos and things.
That's right. So in the morning after I've done everything, you know, that I do, my whole, you know, workout and journaling and everything and meditation, all this stuff, I allow myself, you know, the kind of that gap in there just to watch stuff, just to watch funny videos, or it just gives yourself that time. And again, at night or in the afternoon, is do the same thing. But I think what's really important there is just really become aware of your scrolling. It's to stop that. Even if you set aside a day to say, I'm not going to scroll, because that's the issue. It's not reading what's on it. It's the scrolling through that's the issue.
Number four does refer to reading, and it's instead of reading on a portable device, actually read a book.
Because it involves a slower reflex. So you've actually got to look at the page. It's not moving and there's no light behind it. You actually got to look at it. And so there's a different feel about it. In fact, I know many people now are finding they're going back to reading physical books now, Or, as somebody said to me today, they're actually enjoying reading the newspaper again, where they used to get all their information from online. They're now actually going through the process of actually reading a newspaper, which is an interesting turnaround.
And the last one, number five, I've seen this trend of electronic babysitting creeping in over the last few years. You know, you give your kids a tablet or a device or something just to keep them occupied. This is discouraging that.
Oh, absolutely. The worst thing you can do for a child, especially a child under five, is to give them a screen to look at while you're doing something else. Kids need to know there are times when they're not the centre of the universe. They need to know that, you know, while mum's shopping, there's interesting things to look at and create conversations around, you know, fruit and vegetables and where they come from. Giving the children these tablets to be looking at for a long time when their brains are so malleable and so flexible is really impacting, again, on their ability to be creative and be bored, and it's okay, you know, for that wonderful imaginary play. That's the way it should be. It, you know, we need to stop giving children under the age of five smartphones to scroll through themselves.
Sally Tebow has been my special guest today, and we talked about the 2 and 20 principle in passing there. You can check out that on Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. Tebow is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, sallytebow.com.au. Thank you, Sally. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, Tim.